This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's been almost 2 months since the Obamacare health exchanges opened, and as we said at the top of the show, it hasn't been the smoothest rollout in American history. But it's not like something of this scale has never been tried. There's precedent. Two examples, when Social Security and Medicare launched. Craig Lamolt from WSHU has our story about what's so different this time.
How do you sign up tens of millions of people for one program, and with no website to log on to? Well, for Social Security, they turned to the good old Postal Service.
In Washington, out go letters. In come applications as eager oldsters sign up to help save their country and to obtain steady incomes for themselves.
When the government started signing people up for Social Security, they invented a whole new system to identify all of us, the Social Security number. Everyone's information was stored in a cavernous warehouse in Baltimore.
They had millions and millions of pieces of paper and numbers that they had to keep track of, but they had people who could do it.
Ed Berkowitz is a history professor at George Washington University.
I don't think we quite have that luxury today in terms of manpower because the government is very constrained in its operations.
Also, it was easier to identify everyone who was over 65. With healthcare today, it's tricky to figure out which Americans don't have insurance. For Social Security, you didn't get a choice. It was law, and you had to sign up. 30 years later, signing people up for Medicare was a little more complicated, but still way simpler than Obamacare is. Ted Marmor is an emeritus professor at Yale who was part of the government team that rolled out Medicare.
It's easy to make the case to an older American in 1966, you know what? You've got hospital insurance now that you've already paid for. And this is going to be done under the auspices of the Social Security Administration, in which there was considerable public trust.
The Social Security Administration used the whole apparatus they'd built over the previous 30 years to construct the new Medicare program. There were leaders who were experienced. Everybody knew what their job was. And Marmor says there was a clear chain of command.
Now, just contrast that with the apparatus since March of 2010 and now. Do you have any comparable sense of that? No, you don't, because it isn't here.
During the Medicare rollout, there were Social Security offices all over the country that people could just walk into and ask a question. We actually do have something like that today. Problem is, there's just two, and they're both in Connecticut.
So you came in to start doing the application?
Yeah, application.
Officials at the Connecticut Healthcare Exchange say the enrollment centers in New Haven and New Britain are the only storefront locations in the country specifically for helping people enroll in Obamacare. Sure, around the country there are navigators and application counselors, but Ted Marmor says it's not the same as having a well-established location in every town, like the Social Security offices back in the day. For Jermaine Monk, who came to sign up at the New Haven Enrollment Center, the hardest part was creating a password that had enough numbers and symbols to satisfy the state's website.
I think it worked fine. It was fine. It actually didn't take as long as I thought. I thought it would take, like, maybe 4 hours or something.
Of course, it's not as easy other places, especially in states that aren't as on board with the whole exchange thing. Jonathan Oberlander, who's a health policy professor at UNC Chapel Hill, says that's a key difference between the Obamacare rollout and the big ones of yesteryear. Social Security and Medicare were federal programs through and through.
And one of the Achilles heel in Obamacare is that its success depends on the cooperation of states that want the law to fail.
He says as much as the current rollout has been bungled, when you compare it to Social Security and Medicare, this one was just a lot harder from the beginning. In New Haven, I'm Craig Lamolt for Marketplace.